Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, a bit distracted because I got like three houses on fire in Holly Grove on Eagle Street that the fire department is fighting. Dave Cohen will have the details for you on that in a couple of minutes with WWL First News. We're joined by Susan Hazig, our friend, associate professor in the Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. How you doing, Doc?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about you?
Did you go to Jazz Fest? Did you enjoy any of that?
I was in the middle of grading for the end of the semester, so I listened to it.
I'd have given everybody an A and gone. Tell me about... which is why you're where you are and I'm where I am, which is probably good for everybody. It works out for everybody if you think about it. Tell me about what Dr. Jennifer Avegno said yesterday. I know people have COVID fatigue. Somebody texted in earlier and said, look, I'm not trying to be mean about this, but anybody that's still hanging on to COVID is trying to be a fear monger or monger, whatever it is. Tell us what's going on scientifically here, Doc.
Well, the virus that we've been living with for the last 2 years is still here. It's still mutating. It can still cause very serious illness and death in people that get it. Not everybody, not most of the people. And it's now appears to be spreading again here in the city and in generally several other parts of the country in fairly high numbers. So it's still here. It's not gone.
This is a new variant or a variant that we've already spoken of?
No, it's a new variant. Omicron, which is what caused the really big spike in cases in the winter, has spawned several sub-variants, and they are part of that whole grouping, or what they call lineage in virology. But each of them is slightly different. Each of them, from what the virologists are describing, is slightly more easily transmitted from person to person. So it's spreading quite effectively in the Northeast. It's really, if we think about the old maps that we used to have, it's really, really red from Maine into Pennsylvania now and through New Jersey. And it's really red in the Midwest. It's really red in Florida and pretty red all throughout the South. And we've had spikes every summer with this virus because we go inside into the air conditioning when it's really hot in the summer. And indoors is the same thing where this virus is most easily spread because it hangs in the air for a period of time and indoor spaces will just allow people to interact with it.
So we have to balance here a real threat to society in terms of hospitalizations and jamming up the hospitals and overcrowding the medical system and all of that, and the roles of vaccination, and is this just a nuisance, something to be noted statistically, or is this a real big threat to public health? And I'll throw in, Doc, and you can jump in where you feel comfortable. I was talking to somebody yesterday that's in their mid-30s and said, they told me, well, according to the vaccination people, I should have been dead by now because I haven't been vaccinated. And a person's a little bit chubby, but they're like in their mid-30s. And I said, well, no, not at all. If anything, you're the last one in the world that people would say you'd be dead because there always were comorbidities associated with this. And while you are a little chubby, you're in pretty good shape and you're in your mid-30s and you don't smoke, so you should be all right. So jump in where you feel comfortable on all of that.
Well, the problem is we don't have any way to predict whether or not an individual person is going to have a bad outcome with COVID. What we can say when we look at everybody that we know about that's had COVID, that has had bad outcomes of COVID, the people who have experienced, you know, really bad things like death, which I think is really bad, have largely been older and people who have not just one but multiple comorbidities. But it doesn't mean that somebody who's 30 can't wind up in the ICU with a tube down their throat. And so it's kind of like that phrase, I think it was a Clint Eastwood character, are you feeling lucky? Mm. And that's where I think the recommendation from the city health department is a good strategy. It's not a mandate, but it's saying, listen, we're seeing lots of indications that this virus is starting to circulate a lot in our city. And it may not kill you, but maybe it kills, you know, somebody else that you may not even know because you pass it to somebody else who also isn't likely to have a bad experience. But then their elderly neighbor winds up getting it and can't fight it like somebody else. And they're the one that dies. We're still, Tommy, losing the equivalent of at least one airplane a day crashing in the United States.
Wow.
And, you know, that's, I mean, we would not be sitting back and saying, oh, it's not a problem if it was an airplane crashing. So I think that I don't want people to be panicked or scared, but I want them to use a little common sense and to think a little bit about what the impact of their actions might be on people that they know or maybe even people that they don't know.
Thank you, Doc. Somebody texted in here real quick. We only have a second or two left. Unless deaths and hospitalizations really kick up, I think we'll just have to live with it and improve treatment options. Otherwise, we'll be masking forever. Is that about to sum it up or what?
I don't think that we need to think about masking forever as a permanent condition, but I think that I'm probably going to mask when it's flu season, even if I'm not worried about COVID going forward, because I don't want to get the flu either. Mm. I think that we need to be able to adjust on a temporary basis when the circumstances warrant it and not think about it as a permanent condition. I don't think we'll ever be going back into a lockdown, shutdown kind of modality like they're doing in China. I don't think that's anywhere in our future. But I think a few weeks of masking while the cases are high could save a lot of people's health, our hospitals, and potentially people's lives.
And vaccination all comes down to that. Thank you, Doc. I appreciate your time.
Oh, yeah. Vaccination is always a great backup, but masking is going to really help to prevent spread.
Thank you, ma'am. 6:54, 6 till 10. Traffic now, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.